God lives and works today, but perhaps you don't feel that way because you're depressed about your sins. Maybe you feel so hopeless that you can't even pray. If so, then today's meditation by Basilia Schlink can help you. We are all acquainted with periods of depression. Sometimes we think that we are a hopeless case. All of our battles and efforts seem to be in vain. Our fetters seem to bind us more and more tightly. Other times we've lost courage because we do not have any physical strength. Or we are on the verge of losing heart because we do not have the talents we need for our work. Finally, we come to the conclusion, I can't do it. It's all in vain.
The next step, which is actually already present in our despair, is always defiance and rebellion against God. Ultimately, I am accusing Him of giving me such an unfortunate personality, of putting me into these circumstances, of withholding a talent from me, or of not giving me the strength which I need, and so on. Yes, despondency does not only make us unhappy, but it also leads us to sin. That is why we must pray that we overcome it. The first thing our prayer must contain is a dedication. That is, we must say yes to the fact that we are sinners. We must say yes to our inner poverty, to our inabilities and weakness. Since each has been laid upon us by God, we must accept it. Let us begin to say with the Apostle Paul, I want to boast of my weakness. I want to rejoice that I am poor in my own righteousness, in strength, in physical attractiveness, in talents, in popularity. And begin to thank Him, because now you will experience His glory, which He will manifest through your poverty and inability.
Oh, blessed, they who are poor shall be.
Oh, blessed, they who are poor shall be.
Oh, blessed,
they who are poor shall be.
Oh,
blessed, they who are poor shall be.
Therefore, times of depression should compel us to pray more than ever. Only through prayer can the despair be taken from us. Let us praise God for His desire to glorify Himself through our weakness.
Who prays in faith the waileth much, for God doth yearn to answer such, who cry for grace and mercy. So he who prays with heart and soul, to him who made and truly all, will find God one supplied. There ne'er was one who came to harm, who trusted in the Father's arm, that is his own true promise. He freely gives all things we need, from anxious fears we too are freed, for God loves all His children.
You have been listening to a program written by Basilia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.